My family's originally from Ireland, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about, I guess, what people have talked about, fortune and luck and chance. In 1970, I was fortunate enough to run away from home, although I guess I did think of it that way at the time. That wasn't the way I couched it. People who remember their history remember what was going on in this country in 1970. There had been the bombings in Cambodia, Kent State, Jackson State, and there were some things going on in my personal life, and I decided that I needed to go someplace where this kind of thing wasn't going to happen. And I had a friend from high school whose father had gone to take a job in Canada. And I'd always thought of Canada as this very green and very sane place, but I didn't do my homework. really didn't do my homework. I ended up in a lovely, small, liberal arts college, old, very, very, very British liberal arts college in eastern Quebec called Bishop's University. It's still there. Their medical faculty became the core medical faculty that went to McGill University and became McGill, world-renowned McGill Med. But anyway, I went up there, and what I neglected to realize was there were things going on in Canada that I was really, especially in Quebec, that I was really unaware of. And I was there for about a month when the Minister for Trade, I believe it was, Pierre Laporte, was kidnapped and then found murdered in the trunk of his car in a park in downtown Montreal. And the Pierre Trudeau, who was the Prime Minister, came on television in the middle of the night and read the War Powers Act, and we were under martial law, and Canada was under martial law until I left to come back to Baltimore in May of the next year. And I think that what I learned from that was look before you leap. But I also learned from the people that I met there how countries that I, as young and naive as I was then, and even I think people now think you speak the same language, you're on the same continent, there are a lot of similarities, you're the same people. And I found time after time, no, people are different. The differences are very subtle, but they're there. And I think what that gave me was a slightly different perspective than people who had not had an experience outside of the country that early on in their life. It also gave me, I mean, that was what, 30 some years ago, almost 40 years ago, and there are still people there that I keep in contact with. So I'm very grateful to have had that there and back again experience, even though it was short and it was really cold up there in the winter. So thank you.